Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Let's go!
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Every day I'm shuffling.
You are now tuned into Behind the Scenes Radio.
I've been waiting for you, standing by my window to get a view. Though I got a busy schedule, but you got my attention, I'm so focused on you. Everyone is talking about you, cause you shine brighter than the sun, the moonlight too. The first time I met you, I was shaking, I felt so uneasy from my head to my belly. Like a spirit, you enter my body, I'm losing my mind, can't control how I'm feeling. My mind only revolves around you, I'm losing touch with reality too. Yet I like it. I can't hide it.
I am
the way you make me feel. Yeah, I like it. Can't keep my eyes off you. I can't hide it. I like it. Yeah, yeah. I've been waiting for the day I will have a chance to stay. Everything's on my mind, yeah. The things my mouth can't say, my eyes will express. I can't wait for the day. Criminal. See, I'm caught up with you, I'm your prisoner. I'm doing that down like a criminal. Girl, I like it. The things you do to me, I can't hide it. The way you make me feel. Girl, I like it. Can't keep my eyes off you. I can't hide it. I like it. Yeah, yeah.
Been on my heart and I cannot let go. Love is how I be wanting to slow. Kiss on your neck cause your body so slow. The DJ is spinning, you already know I like it. And I know you like it. So don't fight it, cause we like it. Hey yo, I can feel the power. There's magic everywhere. And the way your body's moving, it's like you're dancing in the air. Don't stop baby, cause the beauty's a gift, yeah. And the mood is so lifted. And I like everything, yeah.
Behind the Scenes Radio. The number is 914-205-5664. For all the artists that want to get their music played on Behind the Scenes Radio, make sure that you send your music to, let me say it real slow, BHINDTHESCEN at gmail.com. We only take MP3 formatted tracks only. We won't take nothing else, no links, no none of that. No YouTubes, no SoundClouds, only MP3 formats, because that's the only thing that I can load on my screens, right? So today we don't, you already know, this is the Grand Rising Show. So we play the hottest artists worldwide. We're heard in 47 different countries. So yeah, check us out on YouTube, Google us, you know what I mean? You can look at it, all the information that's out there. I didn't put none of that information out there. But I do want to say something this morning, because I pissed some young lady off on Facebook, right? So basically, I am speaking for all the men that can't say nothing because they're trying to get some pussy, but we really don't give. That shit look ugly on y'all eyes and shit. That them motherfucking things, they look like bat wings and shit. You know, the fucking whatever, the eyelashes that, you know, on top of your real eyelashes that God gave to you, but you're not even happy with the fuck what God gave to you. So how can any man ever give anything to you that'll make, that will please you? But anyway, so I pissed somebody off because I said, them motherfuckers is ugly. Like, who gives a fuck about? Like, men don't really give a fuck about that shit. Yeah, well, we will deal with it. Well, I've never dealt with the woman that wear that shit because I like all natural women that love themselves. You feel what I'm saying? I feel like if a woman wear them fucking things on their eyelashes, then they're not even happy with God gave to them. You feel what I'm saying? But anyway, we'll get into that maybe later on, but I just had to say that real quick for the young lady that probably will be listening to this. I don't know if she will listen to this, but if she does, and if she call her family members and be like, oh my God, this nigga talking about me. Yeah, bitch, I just made you famous. But I'm not even going to put your name out there because I'm not even going to make you that famous. Get your own clout, bitch. Anyway, right? But I got to say that because a lot of women think that men like that shit. And we truly do not like that shit. I just got to be honest with you. When all just men are sitting around with no women around and we can truly say what the fuck we want to say because we're around men. Men talk about women that wear that shit. I'm just going to be honest with you. But you ain't got to believe what the fuck I'm saying. You ain't got to believe it, you know. Keep on listening to them fuck niggas. To them fuck niggas that was raised by side bitches. You can listen to them niggas. Oh, baby, it look good. Nah, that nigga is lying. He just wants the pussy. So he's going to lie to me. But a nigga like me that don't want you, don't need you, and yeah, I don't want you. I'm going to tell you the truth. Kind of like Kevin Samuel. Kevin Samuel was saying everything that every man was thinking. He just couldn't say it because he was trying to fuck you. But anyway, let's get into this music, though. This next track that we're going to play is DJ Diamond Cuts, Everybody Lit on the Grand Rising Show. Let's get it.
Think it's a game.
I came up from nothing, you can't tell me. Yeah, did it on my own, take out my neck, take out my wrist. Yeah,
I swear I ain't never expected it to be like this. Now I'm just getting rich. I swear every day we lit.
Yeah, every day we lit. Yeah, every day we lit.
Featuring Trap Man Kane, Nico. Make sure you go check that out on YouTube. Once again, Fire Misfit featuring Trap Man Kane. They right here in Philadelphia, right where I'm at. But shout out to my hometown, Kansas City, Missouri. Without Kansas City, Missouri, I wouldn't even be who the fuck I am today. But Philly put me on, though. That's why I love Philly, yo. Philly put me, and I love the fucking, I love the food here. Like, this shit is fuck. I love Gates, and I love Go Chicken Go. And I love fucking, what else? The things that's in Kansas City. I miss fucking Gates Barbecue Sauce. And I miss fucking, what's the ice cream? Fucking Bill Fonte. I miss that shit. But ain't nothing like a fucking cheesesteak from the corner store. Ain't nothing like a fucking Philly cheesesteak. Yeah, let's get it. Fire Misfit featuring Trap Man Kane Nico. Let's get it.
This and my other factory, I can guarantee production of 200 kilos refined every month of the year. The problem is I have no steady market. So basically what I'm looking for is somebody in the States who can share the risk with me. Somebody who can guarantee to buy from me, say, 150 kilos a month.
Nico! He gon' fly for Nico! Cause it's a rumor, why it's a tumor? You gotta watch people. Rico, Rico, we study just in the repo. My son is friend, he got it in. My chico, my chico. Nico, he gon' fly for Nico. Cause it's a rumor, why it's a tumor? You gotta watch people. Rico, Rico,
yeah.
We study just in the repo.
Yeah.
My son is friend, he got it in. My chico, my chico.
Don't get it tangled or twisted, bitch. The misfit,
yeah.
Second dead people, 6 inches
back,
40 cal with extensions
back.
I connect the club that you visit, all of your people that you go see for. Your pet ego hit me to get in touch with Nico. Boy, I got right off the yacht, it come on a speedboat. I got the keys, the keys, the keys, the future Jay-Z. Whoa. Sack all them bitches and run it up. Stay far from the fall till the summer come.
Whoa.
I'm an A1 nigga that's one-on-one.
Back.
Oh, them niggas broke, I don't fuck with them. That shit done touched a million hands. The fuck you doing? You middleman for the middleman, nigga, who you fooling? I'm a businessman, handle my transactions over dinner plans. I give him bands, then he send them grams, watch when it lands.
Nico, he gon' fly for Nico, cause it's a rumor, why it's a tumor. You gotta watch repo, Rico, Rico, we study just in the repo. My son is friend, he got it in, my chico, my chico. Nico, he gon' fly for Nico. Cause it's that boom and why that's the doom. And you gotta watch people. Rico, Rico, we said he's up to the people. My friend, he got it in. My
Chico, my Chico. Try to make some my summer is cool. This thing's fame, so we can't be running no pool. You got a plug, that got another plug. I wonder why niggas ain't fucking with you. With all due respect, why would I not want to build direct? Sit that block by, I caught my rat. Put in my blood, my tits, my sweat. Okay, okay, you drop it off and it be dropping in. Drop a little bacon powder in. I need to take a little hint and hit my line because she trying to chase the high again. Baby Nate Quitty with the product poppy. Got a nigga getting fly again. Hitting fire for the fire shit. A1 that got me getting high. Again, woofy, bitch on my side, it's a Julie. We really dealing, let up a six, and we really making a movie. Woofy, bitch on my side, it's a Julie. We really dealing, no, this ain't fixing, we really making a movie.
Trash, Nico, he gon' fly for Nico. Cause it's a rumor, why it's a tumor. You gotta watch repo, Rico, Rico. We said he just in the repo. My friend is friend, he got it in. My chico, my chico. Nico, he gon' fly for Nico. Cause it's that boom and why that's the doom. And you gotta watch Bebo, Rico, Rico. We said he's up to the Bebo. My friend is friend, he got it in. My Chico, my Chico. Woo!
That shit hot, yo. That shit hot. Once again, that was Fire Misfit featuring Trapman K. Next track that we gonna play is Fedion, Four Rings, my homie from New Jersey, Camden, New Jersey. Make sure you go check him out on YouTube, Instagram, all that good shit. He got a new whole album about to drop. Fedion, Four Rings on the Grand Rising Show. Let's go.
Fedion. Fedion. Fofo. Fofo. Yup. Fofo. Fetty on. Four rings like an Audi, signed 200 hitters, I play to win. 8Ks with banana clips, I roll with hitters that'll never snitch. Bitch. Fofo. Like an Audi sign, 200 hitters, I play to win. 8Ks with banana clips, I roll with hitters that'll never snitch. Bitch, fo-fo, Betty on.
Four friends on my face, four on my waist. Keep niggas in line, no jumping out of place. 10 grand every day, locked on middleweight. Niggas ready to eat, so I still pack heavyweight. Lamborghini skate, FPC, burn place. Burn it to your mouth, move to the south. Live with your night out. Smoke it on white out. All dust, it don't matter, motherfucker. We real heat bust, dark blue sucker.
Mic check one, saran wrap two, I gotta get back through. Back on the block, I come from school on hard knock. Big knocks, big stops, free throw, two stops. Ooh, fuck you shot, I'm hotter. Yep. Can't stop me, nope. Who done rock me? My nigga Earl, Black Charco, Black Mob, R.P. the Black Rob, Lil Mafia, Green Dollar, burn big choppers with a new G-Rocker. Yep. Pulled up for my niggas in the sky, please watch us. Left lane, fly right by ya. I'm Kenny, no Mariah. Loose cannon, watch fire. Arrogant attitude, come to the little group, but never been a fool. My right two jewels, Fetty Young. Four rings like an Audi sign, 200 heads, I play to win. Eight kids whipping in a clip, I roll with hitters, yep. That'll never snitch. Bitch. Go. Four rings like an Audi sign, 200 hitters, I play to win. 8Ks whipping in a clip, I roll with hitters that'll never snitch. Bitch. 4-4. Free swoop. 4-4. 4-4. Betty on.
Pink tuck, four rings, jewelry heavy. Interior green Lamborghini spaghetti. Talk business with mobsters, fettuccine lobster. Break bread with family, champagne soccer. Yeah, I carry guns like Jamaicans and Tossers. Gunpowder what I spit, sound like a chopper. Back in the studio, millions out of field. Fly overseas, call my brother, brother chill. Four rings, new chain, fit a new sweater. New whip, new crib, candy apple leather. Money on my block, BT, wanna grab me. Back in the crib, counting paper with my family. Won't see no money machine, keep counting. Four ring diamonds on, flooded like a fountain. Cut the middle man, bitch, I got my own accountant. Everything is numbers, won't see no rings.
Four rings like an Audi sign, 200 heads, I play to win. 8Ks whipping in a clip, I roll with hitters, yep. That'll never snitch. Bitch. Go. Four rings like an Audi sign, 200 hitters, I play to win. 8Ks whipping in a clip, I roll with hitters that'll never snitch. Bitch. 4-4. Free swoop. 4-4.
Yeah, Fofo. Yeah.
Next track that we're going to play is Jordine Pauline.
Make sure you go check her out. How you spell her name is J-O-U-R-D-I-N. Pauline is P-A-U-L-I-N-E. Beautiful young lady. When she came onto the show, we interviewed her like 3 or 4 years ago. Since then, she has blown the fuck up. Now she's doing all different type of stuff. She got her own company now. She's doing very well. Make sure you go check her out. YouTube. Name of the track is called Trash. And if you listen to this song, she's not talking about every man, but she's talking about a lot of you trash ass niggas. Here we go.
How are you still playing and you're too damn over now? You should body said you should have already thrown in a towel. But you're still trying to play with it.
run into a check. Make you think I would chase you. You gon' make me hate you, new. I don't wanna date you, new. I just use you for what you're good for. Really a free play, new. I already don't trust you. You're trying to make me love you. You know that you would level up if I would cuff you. I never liked you in the first place, but you wanted me in the worst way. But I can never settle with you when you don't deserve me. Oh. Used to hanging up all your jerseys to the rafters. You ain't fooling nobody, I knew just what you after. Ain't you grown, leave it alone. None of these hoes ain't saving. You ain't the boss in your crew anyway. I'm a star on the one way. The mouth is good to give it time. We gon' party the way. We doing the mouth.
So this morning, you know, we got, because I feel like I got a couple different co-hosts, but Niecy, got a question for you. As a woman, how do you feel about women that have all them eyelashes and all that makeup on their fucking face? Like, how do you, like, as a woman, like, because I've never seen you do that before, and I was with, I've been with you now off and on for the last almost 11 years. How do you feel about women that wear all that makeup and all them eyelashes?
I don't do it. I've done it once in my life. They made me do it for my senior prom. I ain't like it. I ain't like it. Most of my eyeliner and maybe some lipstick is it.
But, like, how do you feel about when you see a woman, when you see a woman doing that, like, how do you, like, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you see a woman doing that?
It depends on how much of it they got on.
Really, and what about the highlights?
Like, you can do it if it looks natural looking, but you can tell when somebody goes overboard. So, you know, and the eyelashes, where they look like they got caterpillars on their lid. And it, all it does is pull out your eyelashes anyway.
Right. So by the time you get through wearing them motherfuckers like 7, 8, 9, 10 times, you ain't even got no damn eyelashes anyway. Keep on wearing them motherfuckers, right?
And I think the heavier the thicker they are, the more they pull.
Right. All right. Well, then I'm not tripping. Then that shit is stupid. I'm not tripping. This shit is fucking stupid.
I can see
stupid.
People who don't have none. Or like it's their thin.
That's different though. Like if you got some medical thing that's wrong with you and you do that, or even for like weeds and stuff like that for women.
But it's not even medical. It's just when you just, like, they're really thin. They're really thin, then you have a tendency to want to, not understand when they have a thicker layer, but, you know, you get the
but, like, for women that just...
It's long enough, it's not seen.
Right.
Just ridiculous.
The shit looks, it looks fucking retarded.
Don't look natural at all,
and
you know it's not
stupid.
Natural.
Right, exactly. That's even for women that be having that fucking weave hanging way down to their ass crack, knowing that bitch bald headed. But you know all that fucking stuff. Like, what the fuck is really going on? All right, so I got a song for you, Neeson. I know this is your favorite, one of your favorite songs. So we gonna bump. Now, for people that's from my hometown, you already know who this is. This is Aaron Gates for They Call Him Tech N9ne. I'ma tell on the Grand Rising Show. We'll be back.
This is the town where the clowns put it down, baby. Close the door before your child hear the sound, baby.
Yo, yo, the killer clowns in your town raising all hell.
Taking needles with the stamina coming to death.
damage a buck in the barrel when I bust with a bang. And it ain't no claws that they fraud, ain't no tall tale. Women love it when I hit, when I cover the booty, they giving it to me, but it ain't no thang. We reppin' KC Mo, fellas and the ladies know. Then we coming with the killers and with the gorillas, the villains that get you when you disrespect us. Even the babies know, Tech Nina's got crazy flow. We be giving the women the willy, we sick of the haters, wanna pay us good against this record. This is important, we be courting every place we go. Get you up in the room and chipping up in the room, I give it to you when you, when you wanna have it. Baby, it's a horse, and yes, of course, I'ma have to break the hoe. Leaving the kids at home, I wanna bone alone, we hopping up and down like jackrabbits. So many kids put this on their daddy's mind. Never will I ever put them out there like that, feeling that I did, taking in and taking right back. Telling them that they mommy's boyfriend, Tech Nine. We're looking at me like you really wanna fight, cat, all taking in and what I know is what I'm like, at.
This is the town where the clowns put it down, baby. Close the door before your child hears the sound, baby.
Mama say stop or I'm gonna tell a papa.
This is the town where the clowns put it down, baby.
Mama say stop or I'm gonna tell a papa.
Close the door before your child hears the sound, baby.
Mama say stop or I'm gonna tell a papa.
Yo, 151 Malibu rum and pineapple juice.
For those that don't know, that's Caribou Room, Oregon and Madu.
We having fun, got some buns on some yak abuse.
Road dogs on a rep in the smoke a lot, regime outlaw, goose clicking a zoo.
Stagger, when you with the nut house, we gon' have ya.
Taking everything up in the book, from X to that book, you're looking to get took.
Abracadabra, 151 and coke is Viagra.
Give it to me, give it to me, give it to me, got a real love from having the best shook.
Look, I'm hella fed up with all the silly rumors, dawg.
Thinking that we got dropped from J. Cole, that never ever would happen, I mean, what do they know?
We kept our head up, now money's coming to us all.
We're kicking it with strange, wallowing in fame, giving the game. Only when I say so.
So crack some bub with me. Demons, get some love with me.
Do what you gotta do to get what you gotta get. I gotta get it all. Checking in the front of the row.
Get on some shrub with me. Two cases of bud with me.
What you gonna do to get the women on crunk? I'ma hit them with the funk. Got them all like,
oh. This is the town where the clowns put it down, baby. Close the door before your child hears the sound, baby. This is the town where the clowns put it down, baby. G's in your chakra and ain't nobody hotter. Close the door before your child hears the sound, baby.
Mama say stop or I'm gonna
yo,
tell papa.
One, and then comes the two to the three and
that was the anthem, now this the anthem. Hella rocking the planet again, you can't stand it again.
Hun, they've been coming through to see me, man.
Then I depend some and I bust it random. In a bit I'ma land them, dog women, I rim it again.
Raise, I love to get high and get paid.
Why you wanna another hit up out of a biz, baby, you don't wanna miss the hit.
Babe, they love to come by and get laid.
Why, I'm in the pinnacle when I rip it, I'ma kill them in this. To the haters, I gotta send them a gift.
Bump this in your right or in the club.
Giving everybody what they need, I give it all, so they give it all back to me.
Haters, don't you hide, just show some love.
Do you dig it, I'ma rep to be, and never ever let the sea get the best of me.
So many kids put this on their daddy's mind.
Never will I put them out there like that, feeling that I did, checking in and take it right back.
Telling him their mommy's boyfriend is Tech Nine.
Oh no, girl, your baby's at the door.
This is the town where the clowns put it down, baby. Close the door before your child hears the sound, baby. This is the town where the clowns put it down, baby. G's in your chakra and ain't nobody hotter. Close the door before your child hears the sound, baby.
Yo, yo, it's your boy Hamptons Dave, and you lamping with the Ryan Show FM on Behind the Scenes Radio.
My friend.
shoes, never seen this pair of sneaks. They should've put you on the front of a Rolls Royce. Dressed like an attorney, but she talk with a hoe's voice. I told her, hit me later, headed in my office building. I got some business to handle, locked in my digits. She walked off switching, staring at my midgets. On the vehicle, looking like it don't exist. I'm double parked, yeah, looking like I want a tick. Walking in the skyscraper, looking like I'm on a tick. I'm on the elevator, running to another thing. Piece of chocolate before the elevator hit. Her number, I was all up on her. Spitting gizzle in the ears while she pinched in the corner.
How you doing, Miss Lady? How you doing? Where you going? Slow it down, little mama, lock me in.
With the Wendy Williams, I'm in the shower like it's cold in the Windy City. Wanna go to a Bulls game, get us some flow seats. Go out to dinner with Michael Jordan each. Grab a room right next to Wrigley's. You can tell that she was blessed to meet the underground Biggie. I'm on my Biggie Smalls pockets with block shit. I'm the avocado, I make guac shit. Bentley Maserati, Lambo Ferrari. She didn't know what the fuck to call the blind sauce. All she knew is that it felt like wings. And it fucked her eyes up when she looked at the rings. BBS ones playing with her eye sockets. Wild battleship smoking in my Land Rockets. Keisha Cole in my beat look blunt. Can't hear what she's saying cause my beat is up.
How you doing, Miss Lady? How you doing? Where you going? Slow it down, little mama, lock me in. Lock me in, yeah. I don't know if anyone has ever said this. Said I'm digging what I'm seeing in my presence.
You see the numbers 914-205-5664. Make sure that you press one if you want to talk. And that was The Whale, Rich the Factor, How You Doing featuring Steve Jansen. Make sure you go check out Rich the Factor. That motherfucker, boy, he been out doing music for damn near, shit, I'm 40, so he's been doing music for at least 30 years. At least 30 years he's been doing music. He did music with like so many big artists. So anyway, right? So, So I want to talk about something because you know I talk about the ratchet shit. You know, you got to give people the ratchet shit. But now I got some real fucking information for the people that would be listening to this at any fucking time, right? So, I wanted to know when daylight savings time started, which was I think that it was supposed to be November. You can Google it, right? So daylight savings time is from Sunday, March 12, 2023 to Sunday, November 5th, 2023, right? So which is in a couple more days, daylight savings time will be over, right? So I went on Google and I looked this up, right? Are we ending daylight savings time in 2023? And it says, I'll Google this. When does daylight savings time end in 2023? Daylight savings time will end Sunday, November 5th at 2 a.m. local time. In 2024, it will begin on March 10th and end November 3rd. We gain an hour, blah, 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 right? So then I'm looking down farther. And I see, is daylight savings time going away? So I'm like, wait, hold on. How the fuck? can you take daylight saving time away? That just don't make no sense. But it says right here that dozens of states continue to consider proposals to adapt either permanent daylight savings time or permanent standard time. Yet no state has adopted a legislature changing in 2023. Without new movements on proposal changes, America should expect clock changes to continue in 2024. Now, really think about that. Like, think about what I just read to you. Like, really think about that. If you can stop daylight savings time, that means that this shit that we call Earth, this matrix that we live in, is not fucking real. How can you control the sun and the moon unless that shit ain't real? That's some serious shit to really think about. To know that they can stop daylight savings time. If you can change daylight savings time, then where the fuck does the sun come from? And who is controlling the sun? Who is controlling the weather? Look, I don't think people really understand what is really going on.
Yeah, those countries don't have daylight savings time.
Which means
Did you not know that?
No, I didn't know that. Not all countries have daylight savings time?
No.
But yeah, that's true because in some... And that shit is just... All right, that shit just don't make no sense. If there's no, if every country doesn't have daylight savings time and in some places it's dark for I don't know how many months and then the sun comes back out, then that means that something ain't right. Something ain't right. Because I know in Alaska, I know that they have what, like 8 months of fucking darkness or some shit like that, 7 months of darkness. How is that possible? How is that possible if the sun... Listen, if the sun goes around the earth every day, how is that possible? How is that possible? If the sun goes around the earth every day, then how is it possible that somewhere it's dark for 8 months? Unless they're lying to you. And what we think is the sun and the moon really isn't that. Or the sun is, even that, or the earth really is flat and the sun goes around, the sun and the moon goes around the earth in a circle. And the earth is flat. And the place that we think, and the place that we think is Alaska really isn't Alaska. Something ain't right about that. I don't care what nobody says. Something just ain't right. Well, I mean, what do you think about that, though, Niecy? Like,
it don't sound right.
Huh?
None of it sounds right.
Right.
But it is.
I mean,
it is.
No, it's not. It is. You ever heard of the five monkeys in the cage? The story of the five monkeys in the cage? So I'm going to tell everyone about the, if you haven't heard the story of the five monkeys in the cave, hold on, because you got a lot of, I got to put you on mute because you got a lot of noise in the background. All right, so for the people that do not know about the five monkeys in the cage, so the owner of this cage puts a ladder inside of this cage, and then he puts a bowl of bananas on top of the ladder. He puts five monkeys inside of the cage. These five monkeys try to climb up to the top and grab some bananas because they're hungry. The owner of the cage sprays all the monkeys. So then the monkeys is like, what the fuck? Like, they hungry. They trying to get up to the thing. So, like, what's really going on? So then the monkeys try to climb up to the top again. And the owner sprays their ass. fuck down, right? He takes one of the monkeys out and replaces it with a monkey that's never been inside this cage. That one monkey tries to climb up to the top, and instead of the owner of the cage having to spray him, all the monkeys jump on this one fucking monkey, and they beat him, right? They beat him damn near to death, right? So then the monkey's like, what the fuck is really going on? I'm hungry. I'm trying to get up there to the top. So then the owner takes that monkey out and replaces it with another monkey. Sounds familiar? That monkey tries to climb up to the top and get fucking banana. They damn near beat him to death, too. So then the monkey's like, wait, hold on. I'm hungry. You know? Like, why y'all trying to beat me the fuck up? We all starving in this motherfucker. I think that we should try to get up to the top. And why the fuck are you beating me the fuck up? In his head, that's what he's thinking. So then he tries to climb up there again, and then they damn near kill him. So then he asks all the monkeys inside of the fucking cage, why are y'all doing this for? And they say, this is just how the fuck it is. Doesn't that seem kind of, familiar? Go ahead, my fault. Go ahead. You was on mute, so go ahead. My fault.
No, I mean, I didn't heard it. I didn't see it, but that goes with everything. That goes as far as school and everything else.
So why don't we try to change it? Why the fuck don't we stand the fuck up and say something? Because the shit is going
like
that for
centuries.
But, okay, so why can't we change it? Why don't we try to change it? Who gives a fuck because it's been happening for centuries? If shit cheese needs to fucking change, why don't we change it?
People aren't prone to change like that.
So who gives a fuck, though? Let's change it. So
but
we just gonna keep
people
on
aren't
doing
prone
it?
To change like that. So if people aren't prone to change like that, how do you expect people to change? Even the ones who want to change,
So basically you're saying that Malcolm X and Martin Luther King wasted their fucking time then. Fuck everybody.
But,
like, that's how
okay,
fuck
back
I
then people
want
to change. Back then people want to change. Nowadays, majority of people are okay with how it is.
But everybody's not cool with how it is. Everybody's not. And there's people in the world that are like me, that want things to change. But it's not enough of them. Because I'm not about to put my life on the fucking line for some ignorant motherfuckers that's not going to give a fuck about me. And when I die 6 months later, ain't nobody thinking about it. Why the fuck would I put my life on the line to try to change something when don't nobody give a fuck? But it needs to change. Something needs to change. I mean, look at us. So you're about to go to work today, right? They're going to tax you on your own fucking money that you worked hard for. They're going to take a percentage of your money that you worked hard for, and then when you go to the ATM to pull that shit out, the ATM taxes you. The government taxes you. Don't you think that that's wrong?
That's not the government. That's the bank.
No, I'm talking about the government taxes you on your fucking money. The government takes money out of your money. Takes money out of your money. They tax you on your money that you work for. Don't you think something's wrong with that?
Yeah.
So why the fuck don't we change it? Because you're not the only one that thinks about that. Or you're not the only one that will say, yeah, something is wrong with that. So why the fuck don't we stand up and do something about it?
And I just told you why. I feel like the more majority of people who don't have a problem with it, that don't have a problem with it.
Well, I'm going to give you an honest to God truth. You know what it is? These motherfuckers is bitches. They scary motherfuckers. They're not willing to die for something that fucking counts. They'd rather fuck bad bitches and hoes. That's what it is. I'm just going to be honest with you. These bitches out here, they don't want no good fucking man. They want a shitty-ass man that they can treat however the fuck they want to. That's not going to stand up and check you on what the fuck you doing wrong. And these bitches out here don't give a fuck. The bitches and the niggas. There's all races and all colors of people. I'm talking about these motherfuckers. I mean, we're bombing fucking countries right now. America is at war with a country right now. What the fuck did they do to us? What did the people do to us? Not a fucking thing. Mind your fucking business, government. Mind your fucking business. It's people right now in America that's fucking homeless. And the population of homelessness is growing at an all-time fucking high. We have children out here that are being raped, that are homeless. Where we have women out here that are being fucking sacrificed and being snatched the fuck away from their families. Little kids that are being fucking snatched the fuck away. People that are being, like, fucked up out here. And these motherfuckers over there fighting the war and trying to control the fucking weather. Instagram, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all this stupid-ass shit out here. And none of us are doing anything about it. We don't give a fuck. Basically, it's the Stockholm Syndrome. We don't give a fuck. We know that this shit is fucked up, and we just don't give a fuck. And nothing is going to change until we stand the fuck up and do something about it. Period. This shit is fucked up out here. I mean, really think about it, though. Like, if you really think about what the fuck is going on right now in this world, this shit is fucked up. And ain't nobody saying nothing about it. We just walking around this motherfucker like, la, 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 la. Motherfuckers is dying from this fucking vaccine shot. At an all-time high, but they ain't talking about that on TV. They ain't telling you about that shit. It's little kids out here killing each other. And ain't nobody doing nothing. This motherfucker's out here putting big-ass eyelashes on their fucking eyeballs. And ain't nobody saying nothing about it. It's fuck shit going on every fucking day and nobody's saying nothing about it. Like, this shit is crazy. I don't know, like, I just feel like something needs to be said about it and something needs to be done about it, but most people don't even care. We're just living our fucking lives and in this thing that we call, on this thing that we call Earth, which is really flat. We think that it's a circle, but ain't no fucking way that's possible that it's in the shape of a globe. And we just believe everything that's been told to us, and none of us is trying to change anything. And we know, psychologically, we know something is wrong. You know what it is? I think that we're more worried about what our family members and what our friends are going to say. We're more worried about impressing the Joneses and trying to fit the fuck in instead of making a change. That's the problem. Honestly, that's what I believe. What do you think, Nisha?
Well, that's right. I mean, you have to get a majority of certain people to do it before anything changes. And you don't ever get that, and it won't ever happen.
So we just going to keep on living this fucking life that we live. Jesus ain't real. Religion isn't real. Your name that comes into your mail on mail is not truly you. Your social security number is a bank account that you're worth like trillions of fucking dollars. The people of the United States of America is the true fucking debt. We're the debt. The trillion, the 15 billion trillion debt, we're that debt. They're using our social security numbers as the debt to pay for all of these, whatever the fuck they're paying for. We don't see nothing of it. And everything is just all right. We're just walking around like everything is just all right. I don't get it. I don't get it. But, yeah, it is what it is. And I don't really know what to say. Like, I don't know what the fuck we going to do. We just going to keep on living in la-la land, huh? Like, ain't shit the fuck going on. We just going to keep on working this 9-to-5 job, right? We get 9-to-5 jobs. We work these motherfuckers. They use up our fucking time when we could be whatever the fuck they paying you. You can make way more money if you do your own shit. But instead of putting in the work and truly putting in the work, we'd rather work 9-to-5 jobs, retire from a job with 40 years, retire from that motherfucker, get a punk-ass pension plan. By the time you're 70 years old, you can't even really use your pension plan because you're too old. Your body's all worn the fuck out. And then we just, and then you die. And then that pension plan goes back to the government and your family don't get that shit. And then we just keep continuing this fucking cycle over and over and over again. And no one gives a fuck. I don't know. I, for myself, I give a fuck about what the fuck is truly going on. And I want to make a change, but I'm not going to try to do this shit on my own. We all know something ain't right. We all know something just the fuck ain't right, and we ain't doing shit about it. So why should I care, right? Why should I care, right?
You didn't say that, but I mean, you can't make people do something that they just.
So them motherfuckers need to be knocked the fuck off. All these motherfuckers out here need to get killed. They need to come through with a mass fucking destruction and kill all these fuck niggas and fuck bitches off. That goes for anybody that's gonna listen to this motherfucker. All you bitch ass niggas and bitch ass niggas need to get knocked the fuck off. Every one of you motherfuckers. And I don't give a fuck what color you are. Indian, I don't give a fuck if you're Arabian, I don't give a fuck if you black, white, purple, green, Indian, Mexican, Latino, I don't give a fuck if you, you need to get knocked the fuck off. Somebody needs to fucking kill you. If you're not standing for something and not falling for any fucking thing, you need to get knocked the fuck off. Period. Like, that's how the fuck I truly feel about this shit. If you're not trying to make the next generation better than you, you need to get knocked the fuck off. You need to get killed. Because you're fucking up the next generation. And I think that it started with the generation before us that fucked it up for us, didn't teach us correctly, and then we're teaching the younger generation, our children, fuck shit, and then we teach them fuck shit, and then they teach our grandkids fuck shit, and then it just keeps on going and going and going. And then the world is just going fucking burn. And no one is trying to do nothing about it. I mean, look at fucking, what was that, in Maui? The whole fucking city of Maui burnt the fuck down. Except for the certain houses that were blue, like Oprah's house, or them three fucking umbrellas that were there. Everything around it burned except for the fucking things that were that color blue, or the trees, or the light pole. But it melted everything else. Who the fuck truly believes that that was a fucking forest fire? You can look and see that it wasn't a forest fire, because everything didn't fucking burn. Only certain things burned. Something ain't right. But we just gonna keep on walking around this motherfucker like everything is okie dokie. A-okay. I don't know, something just ain't right. And I know that I'm not the only one that sees this. And I know that I'm not only one that speaks upon it. But when the fuck are we going to make a change? You know? I don't know. So next track that we're going to play is Richie Evans featuring Rick Ross and Vito, Can't Knock the Hustle. We'll be back with the what you thankful for and a shout out. On the Grand Rising Show, the number is 914-205-5664. Press 1 if you're on top. Let's go.
Yeah. You ain't know what time it is, my nigga. Fly shit on. You know what I mean? Richie. Go, that nigga Richie from Phoenix, he got the city poppin'. He known across the globe from Dallas to Compton. He was signed to the gang, but then he grew up. Now in that executive role, picking a shoot up. Couple bitches around, really trying to choose up. That oyster perpetual rolly busting his shoot up. Fly as a dime, Kobe Bryant slash LeBron. That should explain the type of wave that I'm on. Supreme living, elite ambition, ColecoVision. Under them is my secret mission, yeah. Knowing my purpose, standing above the surface, watching for these fakes, snakes, jakes, and serpents. Yeah, I'm trying to win at the top tier and bring the title to my city home this year. Everything that I'm speaking is facts. My next move is hanging plaques off rap. Yeah, that.
Real life, I made my own. I put myself on the sign. I made a promise so it won't be long.
Boss in the game, Ricky Rose. I'm rockin' with my family, check. Yo, swimming like an angel falling out the sky. Look me in my eyes, that's if you wanna ride. 59 ball, a quarter milli in it. Niggas trippin', fuck around and did a killing in it, mad shot. All she seen it was a rag top. Threw some money out the window from the wise guys. Never knock the hustle of a young nigga. You never know who winning or which one realer. I got my windows closed, I'm blowing thick smoke. Niggas throwing sets up, I'm getting rich though. Post with all my homies like we can't folk. Hitting switches on the bitches and I'm still low. Gave my homie like that nigga 10 toes. Write a letter every month, we still real close. Real niggas doing real things. He came home when the pill came.
Real life, I made my own. I put myself on the sign. I made a promise so it won't be long.
I'm on the bubble, yeah. Hustle so infectious I had to embrace the struggle, yeah. Everything I got the boy earned. Stayed down in the fire, played cool and learned. You niggas are silly. Looking for a milli, I'm looking for a billy, really. West coast nigga with the knives part. I grind hard, voice of the city and the street. I told Ross let me bubble. Keep it 100, nigga couldn't knock the hustle. Really ice with it, throw the dice with it. It's my life with it, Richie nice with it. Yeah, I told you once, I'm at the top tier and bring the title to my city home this year. Everything that I'm speaking is facts. My next move is hanging plaques off rap. Yeah, that.
Real life, I made my own. I put myself on the sign. I made a promise so it won't be long. All my life, man, I've been paying dues to pay the bills. To make it to the top, king of the hill. You can't skip the experience. Been through the struggle, but you can't knock the hustle.
This next track, you can go check out. This is a movie that I actually did with my uncle, Money G, the Ghost Rider. Make sure you go check out the movie. It's called Welcome to Killer City Part 2, featuring Freeway, E-Ness, and OG Bobby Johnson, Glenn Plummer. On YouTube, I think it's got like 2 million views now. So make sure you go check this out. It's called, this track is called Show Me. Featuring my little cousin, Ruffa Baby, and Money G. Yeah, it's called Show Me Remix. Let's go.
Curtis and T. We back in this shit. I've been waiting for this one, baby. Let's go, Ruff. Hey. Y'all niggas ain't ready.
Pockets getting on, pockets trying to get this money, Some of you feeling funny, Well, baby, need a sunny, Ain't playing on me, you know I'm funny, show me, and I'm trying to run the ball, me back, Pockets getting on, trying to get this money, Some of you feeling funny, Well, baby, need a sunny, Ain't playing on me, you know I'm funny, show me, and I'm trying to run the ball, me back,
Guess who's back
for round two. Uh-huh. Willing, dealing, and chilling with my motherfucking crew.
Yeah.
It's me, Money G, and Kurt E and T.
Uh-huh.
We here to take the industry. You blind and can't see.
Yeah.
Me and my niggas kick it like my name is Sun too.
Yeah.
You and your niggas bitchy like a slew of shit too.
Yeah.
You and your niggas tricky like the hoe in the group.
Uh-huh.
Man, these bitches itching to get close to the crew. See, Kurt gon' point you out. I put the 40 in your mouth and have G say a prayer before I blow your brains out.
Bang.
No doubt. See, me and my niggas, we all got clout. Running with Miracle, the little cutting in the crowd. It's best that when you in my town that you better wear your vest. Cause me and all my niggas don't play and don't test. You fuck around, get shot down and laid to rest. We have your mama crying, no lying, still our
rest. Getting home, nigga. Home, trying to get this money, money. Some of you feeling funny, funny. Well, baby, need a sunny, honey. Ain't playing on me, you know it's when they show me. They're trying to run up on me, bang, bang, bang. Pockets getting hungry, hungry, trying to get this money, money. Some of you feeling funny, funny. Well, baby, need a sunny, honey. Ain't playing on me, you know it's when they show me. They're trying to run up on me,
bang, bang, bang. Don't you ever try to run up on me. You know I keep the Nick Cannon with the drum on me.
Woo!
Make these lame niggas wild out. 100 rounds jumping in and out. I'm who you read about. Read about. I'm the bad guy, laced with good intention. War pops off, hammer out, swinging for the fences.
Woo!
Not to mention I'm trying to ink a deal. Executive produce movies and I'm in the field.
In the field.
In the trenches with the steel with my bully gang.
Bully gang.
Bodyguard, make them prices boomerang.
Boomerang.
Never speaking in tongues like Tootie Tang. Trying to give me life, nigga. Jingling, jingling.
Yes.
If I can't see it, then I don't need it.
Yes.
Niggas misled by this white Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
But I ain't falling for the okie doke. I'm from the show me stay we get money or you was broke.
Pockets getting hungry, trying to get this money, money. Tell me feeling funny, funny. Well, baby, need a sunny, honey. Ain't playing on me. You know it when they show me. They're trying to run up on me. Bang, bang, bang. Pockets getting hungry, hungry, trying to get this money, money. Tell me feeling funny, funny. Well, baby, need a sunny, honey. Ain't playing on me. You know it when they show me. They're trying to run up on me. Bang, bang, bang.
Boy, Kurt E. T., the Grand Rising Show. The number is 914-205-5664. I want to give a shout-out to all my haters. I want to give a shout-out to my hometown, Kansas City, Missouri. Yo, I got a lot of haters there. Yeah, because I got the fuck up out of that city, and I'm doing way the fuck better. I shouldn't even be alive right now, but I'm still alive because I got the fuck out of that city, yo. If I was to still be living in Kansas City the way that I am now, they would kill me. Because I tell the truth too much. And I think outside of the box. And I'm just not. What my grandfather used to tell me, he used to say, grandson, you a fish, a whale, inside of a fucking pond. A big fish and a pond. Get the fuck out of Kansas City. And that's what I did. Shout outs to Blog Talk Radio, shout outs to Nisi for calling in today. Shout outs to anyone that will be listening to this. Shout outs to my kids. My youngest son's birthday is tomorrow. He'll be turning 11. Shout outs to Tristan. And then my oldest son, Logan, his birthday is November 11th. Shout outs to him. Shout outs to my family. Shout outs to Uncle Jermaine and his dogs and his guns. Well, he's doing this fucking thing, my nigga. Stuck on the highway this morning on his way to Dallas. And, yeah, shout out to Uncle Jermaine for doing his fucking thing. He's an inspiration to me. I don't know about anybody else, but to me, he's an inspiration because I remember when he started with one dog and there wasn't nobody buying the motherfuckers from him. Then he just, like, took off. I remember when he had one gun. Now this nigga got a whole artillery of fucking guns. So, shout out to Uncle Jermaine. I want to give a big shout out to my Uncle Keithy, Uncle Byron Keithy, that's in the heaven now or is around me. I hear his voice every once in a while and he talks to me and tells me keep on pushing, nephew. Give a shout out to all my ancestors that have passed. yeah, I want to give a shout out to all my ancestors that have passed. I want to give a shout out to Philly. I want to give a shout out to my homeboy Brandon for holding your boy down and helping me get this spot that I'm in. I want to give a shout out to my son's mother, both my son's mother. Even though Shauna's passed, and I know she's up there. I know she is looking down now. And she's probably cussing me the fuck out, but who gives a fuck? shout out to Shamir Nesmith, my son, my youngest son, Tristan's mother, for doing the best that she could with what she got, even though we don't fucking get along, but shout out to her. You know what? Fuck that. Shout out to myself. Shout out to my fucking self. I'm working hard. I'm trying the best that I can with what the fuck I got. And my story is not fucking over. It ain't over yet. So stay tuned. Make sure you lock the fuck in. Keep on watching. Keep on hating because you motherfuckers push me to do everything that I'm doing today. All right? We out. Peace.